You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt reports on August 28th at approximately 9:43 a.m., several 911 calls were received reporting a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of State Highway 13 and State Highway 111 in the township of Wooster. The crash involved three occupants in a pickup truck and one occupant in a semi-truck. Two occupants of the pickup truck are deceased. The names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. The cause of the crash is being investigated. Responding agencies included the Price County Sheriff's Office, Phils Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Reconstruction Unit, Price County Coroner's Office, Phillips Fire Department, Prentice Fire Department, Park Falls Ambulance Service, Central Price County Ambulance Service, and Price County Highway Department. There is no further information at this time. Saturday, September 6th, over at the new pavilion of the Copper Falls State Park, it's the 125th anniversary of Wisconsin State Park's celebration with North Country Trail. The North Country Trail Association, NCTA, Heritage Chapter will present a history of the North Country Trail and Copper Falls State Park at the new pavilion at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. At 6 p.m. in the new reservable pavilion, Copper Falls Park Ranger James Ennigel will present a slideshow and talk of the history of Copper Falls State Park. Celebration of 125 years, cake and ice cream will also be served. An annual admission sticker or daily pass is required to enter the park. And this event will be held, rain or shine. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 6th, with history presentations at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m., with Park Ranger James Ennigel speaking at 6 p.m. in the new reservable pavilion of Copper Falls State Park. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay has more.
Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
The Flambeau River YMCA has a notice for any members experiencing difficulties with their doors. With changing of seasons and humidity, alongside wind outside, it is causing a wind tunnel effect on the doors and is causing the Flambeau River YMCA's 24/7 access doors to malfunction. They are currently working with their providers to help fix the issue. However, if you scan your 24/7 access fob and the door does not open, they recommend you do the following. First of all, breathe, because it has happened to staff members as well, and they promise they are working to correct the malfunction. Step 2, apply slight pressure to where the doors join at the center. And step 3, at the same time, even a half second after, you scan your fob, release the pressure from the door. In testing, this has been effective in almost every instance. If when you try this, the door does not release, try a couple more times to get the timing down. The Flambeau River YMCA apologizes for any inconvenience this causes and reminds you that they are working to have this corrected as soon as possible. Saturday, August 30th, that is tomorrow, From 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., it's Yoga in the Park over at Copper Falls State Park. You're invited to enjoy gentle yoga on the shore of beautiful Loon Lake. Bring a mat and dress for the temperature. You can park in the Red Granite / Loon Lake Beach parking area and follow the paved path to the beach. This is free and sponsored by the Friends of the Copper Falls State Park. However, a park sticker is required to enter the park. In case of rain, you're invited to meet at the Reservable Pavilion. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 30th, from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., over on the shore of beautiful Loon Lake in Copper Falls State Park. School bus safety is August Law of the Month. Melissa Kay has more.
We're getting closer to the start of the school year, and that means more kids walking or biking early in the morning and in the early afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers the August Law of the Month is school bus safety. They say traffic patterns change when school is in session. You'll see more school buses on the road, and you'll need to be mindful of your surroundings to help keep kids safe. Each year, more than 600 crashes happen in Wisconsin involving school buses. The Wisconsin DOT says these crashes are preventable. Remember the rules. When you see flashing red lights, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. Flashing amber or yellow lights mean the bus is approaching a pickup point and you should slow down and be ready to stop.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A blockbuster trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers holding press conferences today to introduce Micah Parsons, who signed a four-year deal with the team worth $188 million, making him the highest-paid player in the league other than a quarterback. Parsons, the most feared pass rusher, ending his time with the Cowboys. Mark Murphy, who retired a month ago as Packers CEO, was holding a press conference at his induction into the Team Hall of Fame when the news broke and said he knew nothing of the deal.
Oh. So what did they give up, Rich?
The Packers giving up their first-round pick next year and in 2027, and 9-year veteran Kenny Clark. College football, the Badgers beat Miami of Ohio 17-0, but starting quarterback Billy Edwards had to leave the game in the second quarter with a leg injury.
I don't have any answers on Billy, so good to see, though, that he was back out there, you know, able to be a part of the game and be with our team and things like that.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Adam Sandler has decided to make yet another attempt at a serious movie role. Oh joy. It's not a total attempt, as Jay Kelly is labeled by Variety as a dramedy. Sandler will play a tell-it-like-it-is showbiz manager to the film's title character, played by George Clooney. How excited is Sandler to be part of the project? He said recently at a presser for the Venice Film Festival, "Holy shit. I can't believe I'm getting this gift. Break a leg, Adam, and clean up the potty mouth." Speaking of Sandler, he recently played a song at the 50th anniversary Saturday Night Live gala. One of the lyrics was, "50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic." There has been speculation as to who Sandler was referring to. He declined to answer, saying there have been many over the years, but Kanye Crazy Town West claimed in a tweet on X, which makes no sense, that it was him, referencing Sandler when he said, "Adam Sandler, thank you for the love." Is Kanye clueless or crazy? Just like with many people on the X Twitter, it's hard to tell. How popular is Taylor Swift? Even the people on the periphery of her world are getting rich. Dancing with the Stars is in season 34, and according to TheWrap.com, Jan Ravnik will join the celebrity side of Dancing with the Stars. Ravnik recently was a member of the dance squad on the Swift's Eras Tour. The full cast of dancers for season 34 will be announced September 3rd on Good Morning America. Ooh, not sure I can wait that long. Earlier this week on Nightlight, we discussed aliens and ghosts, which is typically a fun topic that gets a variety of reactions. Recently, some star power has been added to the belief that aliens exist. Actress Emma Stone says she believes in aliens. She may have ulterior motives, as she is playing a CEO captured by a conspiracy group who believes she is an alien sent to destroy Earth in the new film Begonia, which hits theaters this October. When you're part of a studio talk show audience and the warm-up act tells you to do the wave when you hear the word banana, you just do it. Because why wouldn't you? Just don't do the wave when the host coincidentally says banana in her monologue. That is what happened on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and it made her furious when she realized that writer and audience warm-up act Greg Fitzsimmons was behind it. It wasn't on purpose, but he had to step onto the stage and tell the audience that they should no longer do the wave when they hear that word. Ellen's talk show ended after 19 years due to what sources say was a toxic environment. judgment. Fitzsimmons confirmed those rumors on the We Might Be Drunk podcast. He did give her props and said she was an incredible stand-up. The writer-comedian said at first the show was very chill, but after some success, she got very difficult and would make younger writers cry. DeGeneres left America after the last election, but says she is not done with show business. Sounds like show business might be done with her. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, our high in the upper 60s to right around 70 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, we're going to drop into the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.